exes about Lee Mazandret.
How did your mother die? Asked Satil Shan.
The droids killed her,
Cinzia said.
And the others as well. But she's not really dead.
Don't tell them, whispered the voice in her ear. Don't tell them!
Why did the hexes kill her? They didn't want to sign a treaty with anyone. When the ship left...
The ship named after you?
Yes. Mother built that before she made me, and she never came up with another name. The droids didn't want people coming here, ever. It wasn't safe for me.
She almost shied away from the thought of what had happened next, but she forced herself not to. The disclosure was important if she and herself were ever to become one.
The droids killed my mother to stop her sending any more ships. The others tried to stop them, so the droids killed them, too. It was all very stupid, really. Mother should have known how the droids would feel.
Satil Shan nodded slowly.
So she wasn't on the ship?
No. That was Kenev and Marg Sar.
Why didn't she go with them if she was their leader?
They had no leaders. They didn't want to live like they had before. They wanted a change.
All right. But Kenev and Marg Sar never came back, did they? They killed themselves when the ship was intercepted by a privateer. They blew up the ship. That was a shock. The fluid rippled all over her skin, and she hugged herself tightly.
They would have wanted to keep the cargo a secret,
she said, thinking it through.
The droid factory?
The plant. That's what we call them.
Something interfered with the explosion,
said Satil Shan.
The plant wasn't destroyed.
It must have been one of the droids. They wouldn't want to die, even though they had to.
That's what led us here, Cinzia. We came to find your mother, to ask her what she wanted to tell the outside world. That's all.
Cinzia waited for her mother to say something. For once, though, she was quiet.
I don't think she wants to talk to you,
Cinzia said.
You said she was dead.
She is, mostly. The droids took her body away, probably for recycling. But she's still here, talking to me.
Don't tell them!
She doesn't want me to talk to you, either.
The two women outside the tank exchanged a concerned glance.
I'm not mad,
Cinzia said, feeling affronted.
I don't see how you could be anything but...
We just don't understand, said Satil Shan, shushing the other Cinzia.
No, you don't. My mother protects me. That's why the hexes are the way they are. She put herself into them, too.
We work that out. Both her flesh and her philosophy. They are flexible and single-minded at the same time, combining the very best qualities of machines and organics in one creature.
Your mother must have been quite brilliant to think of doing that.
I still am,
whispered Lee Mazandret.
She says she still is.
Don't you see how the hexes could be a threat?
Said Satil Shan, ignoring her comment.
They acknowledge no leader, and they want to be left alone. They don't want to die, and they want to protect you. How better to keep you safe than to destroy everyone else, including your mother?
It's logical,
she admitted, remembering how they had disobeyed her, too. Cinzia had begged them to leave the original Lima Zandra.